Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
We have a lot on the table for this episode here, so let's just get on with it. The title is "What is Truth? Ultimate Proof of God's Existence." Great sounding title. Ultimate proof of God's existence. What is truth? What is truth as it relates to the AVB/KJV's Lord God? What is truth? Is God present? Is he not present here on earth? If he is present, what are the signs of his presence? Okay. In this episode, several questions will come up. I won't spend much time elucidating, an answer or anything, but this will also show the relevance of questions in the Bible. At the beginning, it will be like I'm giving a backdrop, giving information that you should know in order to understand that information which has to do with the Lord God in its fullness. Okay? Let's get on with it. All right. In Proverbs, in Psalm 18, verse 31, you have the question, who is God? We've talked about this. I've talked about it at length. So we know who God is, okay? What is his name? Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4. The question, what is his name? So we have two questions there. Who is God? What is his name? Now, in the beginning, only God knows that he is God. Okay? Only God knows. God is the first one to find out that he is God. God is the first one to realize the fact of the matter that he is God. All right? So two questions. Who is God? What is his name? Those two questions have been answered. Okay? So they are fulfilled. Okay? Those two questions are fulfilled. They have been answered. They have been answered by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, we have this judgment here in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. He who built all things is God. What do I say? I say I have performed all things. I've said that many times during the broadcast, okay? Lawmaster broadcast. Many times, he who built all things is God. My claim is I have performed all things. The Bible tells me that I have performed all things, okay? The evidence of all things is in Lawmaster Archives, right? So you need to work Lawmaster Archives. You need to work it. Tommy L. Hart School of Truth, Tommy L. Hart School of Bible, AVB/KJV Knowledge, the Lord God's School of Truth. All references to Lawmaster Archives. All right. So you know where you can go to be informed of the things concerning the Lord God. Lawmaster Archives, the Lord God's School of Truth. Okay, he who built all things is God. Very important, fundamental. Okay, that's a judgment. The Bible deals with a category of things that it, the AVB/KJV, calls all things. all things, to say everything is not to say all things. All things is not everything. All things is a special group of things, okay, that the Bible has put forth for God to accomplish. Okay, when those things are accomplished, the Bible says the AVB/KJV, the authority on God, God has done those things. All right? Okay. Now, he who built all things is God. I have performed all things. I have provided all things. All things are in the Master Archives. Acts 8:10 says, this man is the great power of God. Who is this man? The Bible has statements like this one, wherein in this one you have to fill in the blank. This man, God is to fill in the blank. He is to provide his name. That's why they ask, what is his name? They ask me, pointedly, what is your name? Who are you? Okay, so this man, I'm filling in the blank, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. How does Tommy L. Hart know that? Because the things that he has done are all in the category of all things, according to the Bible. And only God is to perform all things. Matter of fact, to put it, only God, according to the Bible, can perform all things. Okay? What do you notice? You notice you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to what is going on, to what is being said, to what is presented before you. Okay, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God. Now, I'm not going to spend much time on that because I've already given you the facts. I've given you the facts of the matter already. They're in Lawmaster Archives. Now, here is something they say in Psalm 73, verse 2. When I say they, I'm referring to the Gentiles. The Bible, the AVB/KJV, is a Bible put out by the Gentiles, okay? The Gentiles as a unit, as a collective, okay? And that's what they say. The Gentiles say that's their judgment on God. That's their judgment on the man, Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God. And then they ask in Psalm 73:11, and they said, how does God know? How do I know what? Okay, what do I know? They say I know all things. They, you know who they is in reference to, because I've told you. Okay, they say that I have performed all things. Right? They say that the work that I have put in and set in Lawmaster Archives, they, the Gentiles, by means of the AVB/KJV, say God has done those things. You follow? It's not what you think about God. It's what the book is saying about God. Let's move on. Okay? They say, how does God know? All right? And in Job 22, verse 13, they say again, and thou sayest, how does God know? How does God know? How does he know what? How does he know all things? Okay, how does he know? How does Tommy L. Hart know that he is God, that he is the Bible's God? They tell him that in the Bible based on the things he has done. Okay? All things are very important. All things are in Lawmaster Archives. Therefore, Lawmaster Archives is very important. Why? Because all things are in Lawmaster Archives. And all things say loudly and clearly, God is here, or they say God has been here, you know, on what basis? Because of the work that is in Lawmaster Archives. That's the basis. So we're talking about some very important things. We're talking about what is said in the Bible, very important. We're talking about Lawmaster Archives, very important. We're talking about all things which are set in Lawmaster Archives, which are very important. Very important things. The knowledge of God is very important. Let me just throw this in here. There's a statement in Hosea that says, I believe chapter 4, verse 1,
that says there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Let's say that of in that statement means from. So the statement reads then, there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge from God in the land. That was so when the book was written, when the AVB/KJV was written. But now that statement has no basis now. Why? Because of all things that are in Lawmaster Archive, because of the work that the man Tommy L. Hart has produced and set in the Lawmaster Archives. Therefore, it is clear now that there is truth. There is knowledge from God in the land. Where is that knowledge based? It's based in Lawmaster Archives. There is now, presently, truth from God. There is now, presently, knowledge from God in the land. All right? Let's move on. As of God knows, this man is the great power of God. I filled in the blank. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God. In judgment, he who built all things is God. All things are arranged and set in Lawmaster Archives. Therefore, they say, as a result of that, he who built all things is Tommy Hart. He who built all things is God. Tommy Hart is his name. In response to the question, who is God? What is his name? All right? So, now, we know, it's clear that the Gentiles take this information serious. Israelites, black people, you should take this information serious. Okay? You have a mind, you can think, you can follow me, you can go to Lawmaster Archives and see the evidence. The ultimate proof of God's existence is in Lawmaster Archive. Now, we can take statements that the Gentiles have made in the Bible and say, we can say that that's part of the ultimate truth concerning God. What they do in the Bible is they attest, they confirm the things that God has done. But the person who has done them, his name is Tommy L. Hart. So the Bible confirms the work of Tommy L. Hart. The Bible, the AVB/KJV, attests to Mr. Hart the fact that he is God. Okay? The Bible confirms things that Mr. Hart has said and Mr. Hart has set down in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? The Gentiles, by means of the AVB, testify to the fact and to the point that the man, Tommy L. Hart, is God. I'm telling you what is going on in the Bible, okay? These things are not taught in the church. I know they are not taught in the black church, the Israelites church, okay? I know that. I'm black, I'm an Israelite, and I know what they teach in the, let's call it, in the black church, okay? And they teach falsehoods, of course. Of course, the Gentiles openly teach falsehoods too, okay? Now, the fact that's where the Israelites, that's where the black people get the falsehoods from. They get them from the Gentiles, okay? And they teach the falsehoods as though they are truth. That's what the black people do. They teach the falsehoods given to them by the Gentiles during the time when we were slaves and all, and the Israelites and other black people take those lies as being true, okay? Or as though they are true. All right, let's move on. Got to move faster. Okay, so remember questions. Okay, we've already entertained two: who is God? What is his name? And then the question: how does God know? That's come up twice. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 14, they ask, and you know who the they, so I don't have to say that every time I say they. They is a reference to the Gentiles. Lord, written with all capital letters in the AZB/KJV, is a reference to the Gentiles acting and speaking as one entity, one body, a collective. Okay? I've said that repeatedly here lately. Okay. Now, so you should know that. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 14, they ask, with whom could keep counsel? Who are they talking about? They're not talking about somebody. They're talking about the man, Tommy L. Hart. How did he come up with all things? How did he come up with that? How does God know? How does he know all things? Okay. With whom to keep counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Who did those things for Mr. Hart and to Mr. Hart? Who did those, who has helped him obtaining perfect understanding of things concerning the Lord God? Who has aided him? Who has helped him? Who has taught him? Who has shown him? Talking about a person. Talking about, at this point in time, talking about a person who has come. The book predicted, the Gentiles in the book, in the AVV, predicted, saying the Lord God will come. He has come. And in the Bible, they put a way by which the Lord God will be made known. Okay? All things. By his performance of all things. Okay? Now, by his performance of all things. So, you see these questions, how they fit in with things concerning God. They are relevant. They are intelligent questions. Okay, now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, they say this, no man can find out the work that God maketh. Okay, God is already known now, the man Tommy L. Hart. His work is in the Lawmaster Archive. And the book says here, no man can find out the work that God maketh. Let's put it like this. No man is a moniker in the Bible. It's a moniker. It's a nickname for the Lord God. It is a nickname for the Bible's Lord God. Are simply the Bible's God, all right, who is predicted to come. No man, a moniker. Okay? So they say, what do they say about no man? Now, we know that no man's name is Tommy L. Hart. We know that now. They didn't know that then. The important thing about this is that, okay, the statement says, find out the work that God maketh. God has made a work. The AVB, the Gentiles, attest to that. They confirm that fact, that God has worked. What has he worked? He has worked all things. Where are all things? All things are in Lawmaster Archives. Right? I'm sure and hopeful that you are following, that one, you are listening. I'm hoping also that you work Lawmaster Archives, the Lord God's School of Knowledge. Okay? In hearing and listening to the episodes. All right? So you can be up on this information. I wish that this information had teachers, other men, other women, whichever, even both, who love the truth, who are excited at the truth finally being made known. People who are excited about the Lord God having come in human form. Remember last time I spoke? That question came up, what form is God in? And it was found in the AVB that he was made in the form of a servant. A servant in the Bible is a reference to slaves. The Gentile slaves were black people, Israelites. Okay, I am an Israelite. I am a descendant of the original Israelites who were scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles by the Gentiles. Okay, who can find out the work that God maketh? No man has done the work. No man, a nickname for God, Tommy L. Hart, has done the work, okay, that the Bible ascribes to the Lord God, that the Bible ascribes to God. And when I say Bible, always know that I'm speaking about the Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version. They are one and the same. So you hear me say AVB/KJV, Authorized Version, which is also called King James Version, AVB/KJV. All right, King James Version or King James Bible. Okay? No man has done the work. Tommy L. Hart has done the work that God has made. Tommy L. Hart has done the work, okay? Let's move on. Okay, I have a question here, Ecclesiastes 4, verse 8, that says, for whom do I labor? Okay, I've told you that the Gentiles have put these things and problems in the book for the Lord God to work out, okay? So then one could say, I'm laboring for the Gentiles. I'm doing that which they have requested of me, okay? But I'm doing it because I desire to do it, okay? I'm not forced or compelled. I'm forced by my people not knowing the truth. I'm compelled by that to do the things with Bible content that I have done, right? But I've done these things of my own free will. Ecclesiastes 5:20 says, God answers him. Okay? God has answered, Tommy L. Hart has answered the Gentiles. For him, I've told you about these pronouns that they use, like we, I, and others, other pronouns, that they're all speaking about the Gentiles as a collective. They may say I. They may say my. They may say me. But those pronouns are all referencing the Gentiles as they speak by means of the Bible as one. To finding out the work that God maketh, Isaiah 29, verse 12, the Gentiles come to me saying, they come to me by means of the AVB saying, read this, I pray thee. What is this? The AVB / KJV. I've told you that the AVB has found its target, its primary target, who is God. The AVB has been on a mission. Its mission to seek and find God without fail, okay? Without fail. Seek and find him without fail. Okay, now, so they ask me, they say to me, read this, I pray thee. And then in Psalm 44, verse 21, they say, shall not God search this out? Shall not God search what out? Shall not God search out the AZB / KJV? God has searched it out. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has searched it out and responded appropriately and accordingly. Okay? So the people are told to, in Ecclesiastes 6, verse 13, consider the work of God. Consider the work of God. Consider the work of the man, Tommy L. Hart. They have already told you in Acts 8:10, this man, I sealed in the blank, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God on the basis of his work in of all things in Lawmaster Archives. To understand, easy to follow, easy to learn. You don't have to figure out anything. Everything is already figured out. God is already figured out. All things are already figured out. Everything is already figured out for you. You don't have to work anything out in Lawmaster Archives. Everything is already worked out. All you should do is become very familiar and be up on the things that are in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? Everything that you need to understand Bible content, AVB / KJV, is in Lawmaster Archives. If it's not there, you don't need it. It has no bearing on truth. The question is, what is truth? Moving on. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 24 says, that which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? Okay? I'm presenting all these as a backdrop, background information leading up to the truth, the answer to the question, what is truth? This may have to be done in two episodes. I wish I could get it all done in one, so let's move on. Okay, that which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? Who can find it out? The man, Tommy L. Hart, has found out that which is exceeding deep in the AZB.
and places in Lawmaster Archives, the Lord God's School of Knowledge, the Lord God's School of AZB/KJV Knowledge. All right? Are you up on the knowledge? Are you up on it? You should be. The man Tommy Elhart has done that. He has found out that which is deep. One statement about him in the AZB says, he discovers deep things. Okay? All right. Now, 8 verse 17, I beheld all the work of God. And get this. This work of God is not talking about creation. This work of God is talking about all things. All things are in Lawmaster Archives. God is the performer of all things. Okay? Go to Lawmaster Archives and find out what all things are. Look for all things in the title of the episode. Okay? Look for all things in the title. All right? And especially the last one, because there may be more than one episode on all. The one that is greater in importance is the last message on all things. Okay? Moving on. I beheld all the work of God. That means the Gentiles have a duty, they have an obligation to consider all the work of the man, Tommy Elhart, that is in Lawmaster Archives, and that which will be in Lawmaster Archives. They have an obligation to do that. The I, representing the Gentiles as a whole. We Gentiles beheld all the work of God. Then the statement here, okay, John 1 verse 3, all things were made by him. Okay, that's the work that it's talking about. It's talking about the work of all things. The work of all things is in Lawmaster Archives. So, Lawmaster Archives to you is very important. Okay? Remember this also. God does not speak in the AZB/KJV. Contrary to what your minister may teach or you may think or whatever, you may see statements in the Bible that says, and God said. God does not speak in the AZB. God does not speak in the AZB/KJV. He doesn't speak in any Bible. Remember, they ask God to come, and they predict that he will come. And they say in John chapter 4, verse 25, when he is come, he will tell us all things. He will inform us on all things. He will reveal all things to us. When he comes, God has now come. That's clear. That's settled. His name is settled. Okay? That God is presently on the earth is a fact. It is an objective fact. Okay? It is true that God is not a spirit. God is found to be a man in the form of a servant. He took upon himself the form of a servant, of a slave, of a black man. Okay? And then the Gentiles say in Philippians, I believe it is, if not, you can look it up. All right? They say, the Gentiles say this, we curse men who are made in the similitude of God. That gives an even better description of God. Men which are made after the similitude of God. That's black people. Made in the form of a servant. That's black people. Okay? They curse men who are made in the similitude of God. They enslave black people. They being the Gentiles, alias white people. Let's move on. Okay, so they are to behold all my work that is in Lawmaster Archives. They couldn't do that before I come. They could not behold all the work of God before God came. Okay? This has to be done after God has come. The Lord God will come, says the prediction. The Lord God has come. The Lord God is presently here on the earth. The Lord God is presently talking on Lawmaster Archives. I mean, on Lawmaster Radio, Blog Talk Radio. All right? You hear his voice. Remember the question the last time came up saying,
Who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God? You listening to me, you hearing me, you are hearing the voice of the living God. When you go to the Longmaster Archives, what are you doing? You are hearing the voice of the living God. Even after I am dead and gone, you can still go to the Longmaster Archives and hear the voice of God, though he be dead. There's a statement in Hebrews, I believe, that says, though he were dead, yet he speaks. Something to that, you know, being dead, yet speaking, okay? So, and that's possible. We hear music by performers who've been dead, are dead, you know what I'm saying? So we know that that's very possible. Now, not a problem at all. Okay. So, I beheld, the Gentiles beheld all the work of God. A man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Can a man find out the work of God? All a person has to do now is go to the Longmaster Archives and consider. There he will find the work of God, and he or she can consider the work of God. What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. What is his nickname? The moniker? No Man. What is his surname that the Gentiles have given him by means of the Bible? Israel. Okay? Now, you have Israel now, and now you can have Israelites. All right? Israel is first. All right? Now, moving on. A man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. I just spoke to that, okay? So make sure you go back and hear what I said. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. You cannot find the work of God in the AZB/KJV. As I said, God has not spoken in AZB/KJV. God has not done anything in the AZB/KJV. God has done some things, even many things, as a result of the AZB/KJV. But God does not speak in AZB. He has not performed anything in the AZB/KJV. The AZB/KJV confirms things that Mr. Hart has already done, and those things are in Longmaster Archives. I'm hoping to get to that in this broadcast. Okay, now, so a man can find out my work by going to Longmaster Archives now. We have this statement in Genesis 1, verse 31. It says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Notice the word every and then the word thing. God saw each thing that he had made, and behold, they give a judgment on his work as to the quality and all. They say, and behold, it was very good. Remember, they have already stated in Ecclesiastes 8:17, I beheld all the work of God. We Gentiles beheld all the work of God. That is in the Longmaster Archives. So that's the only place you can go to find the work of God that the Bible is talking about. Not that your preacher is talking about, telling his lies, and he doesn't know anything about the Bible. All right? Okay, let's move on. God saw, yes, I see my work. I see my work. Okay, I see what I've done. I see what I've made. I see what I've performed. Okay? And it's very good to me, but the Gentiles say, behold, it's very good to them. The Gentiles talk to us, not only me, but to you too, and to one another by means of Bible content, by means of the AZB/KJV. Okay? They don't just talk to me. I'm trying to get to something, okay? Let's move on. And this just may be the beginning of it. Job 33, verse 23. When the Bible speaks about the work of God, unless it brings in the work of creation, okay? I'm trying to say something and make it clear. I've said it before, And so I just simply say it again. The work of God is in the AVB class. The work of God is in the Lawmaster Archive that these statements refer to. Okay? A special group of things that the Bible has put before God and asked that he perform. That's what all things are in the Bible. All things do not mean everything. Okay? It's not all things is not, the phrase all things is not synonymous with and to everything. All things mean all things. It does not mean everything. And Lawmaster Archives shows what those things are. If you notice, the word thing and things is all the way through the Bible. Thing, things, these things, all things. The word thing, thing of things, is all the way through the Bible. Very important. Okay? Now, Job 33, verse 23. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show to man his uprightness. There's a messenger. The Gentiles have sent a messenger to me that shows me that I am right in the things I'm doing and I am right in the things that I'm saying with respect to God. That messenger is the AZV slash KJV that came up in the last broadcast. The AZV slash KJV, the Gentiles put it forth and put it out, sent it out on a mission. The mission of the AZV slash KJV was to find God, its primary mission, its first mission, to find God, seek God, and find him. It has done that. The AZV has found God. We talked about that the last time. Okay, so you need to go back and hear all these episodes and all these episodes. You know what I'm saying? Okay. My information does not confuse anyone. Okay, black people are already confused on things in the Bible already. That's done by the Gentiles. The Gentiles saw that they confused black people. Okay, they have confused black people, giving them a faith that has no sense at all in it. That is senseless, and just told them lies about things that are in the Bible. So don't say that I confuse people. My information deconfuses people, okay? My information does not confuse people because my information is clear. I don't speak in ambiguous terms at all. I make very clear statements. That's why I say everything that you need to know about God and what the Bible says about God is already set down in Lawmaster Archives. Okay. Moving on. So there's a messenger. The messenger is the AZB slash KJV. And it shows to me that I'm right, that I'm doing what is expected of me. Okay. Malachi 2, verse 7, he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Remember the Lord, all caps here, there's a reference to the Gentiles as a unit. Okay? So, he is found to be an it. The it is the AZV slash KJV. Did you get that? He is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. That Lord, all caps, of hosts. The AZV slash KJV is the messenger of the Lord of hosts, and the Lord of hosts is a reference to who? The Gentiles acting and speaking as a unit. Okay, as one. All right. Now, that was brought out the last time, too, I think now. But now, so moving on. We're getting into the meat of the matter, the messenger. The messenger's work, primary work, has been accomplished. It is fait accompli. It's already done, already accomplished. It has found the Lord God. Its primary mission, the Bible's, the AZB slash KJV's primary mission, seek God, find him, and deliver to him the message. Okay, the AZB has done that. And so the Gentiles rejoice, saying, we have found him. We who? We Gentiles have found God. We have found God. People, that is big. Big. Real big. It's bigger than that. Okay? So there is a messenger, and the messenger is identified as the AVB/KJV. It has been successful in its primary mission of seeking God and finding him and delivering to him the message from the Gentiles. Wow, isn't that something? The Gentiles follow these things. They follow these things, okay? Black people, you need to get on board. You need to catch up, okay? Open your eyes, open your ears to truth, to truth, okay? Then we have a question here in Acts 7, verse 1. Are these things so? Look at the word, things. What things? And that's asked in Luke chapter 24, verse 19. It says just two words, a two-word question. What things? You see how all these things fit, all these things relate, all these things are closely bound together? Okay? So, are these things so? Are all things so? All things are so. All things are true. All things are real. Okay? They're in Lawmaster Archives. What things? All things. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? What things? To what things? To all things. Where are all things? All things are in Lawmaster Archives. All things are in the Lord God's School of AZB/KJZ Knowledge, which is Lawmaster Archives. What shall we then say, or what shall we say then to these things? Now we get into the meat of the matter. We get to Psalm 19, verse 7. So remember these questions. Like I said, you can always go back and hear the episode again. Okay? Follow. Follow the line of thought, line of reasoning. Psalm 19, verse 7, the testimony of the Lord, all caps, is sure. Did you get that? What has Lord, all caps, what have the Gentiles testified to in the AZB/KJV? We're going to get to that. We're going to see what the Gentiles have testified to, what it has, the testimony has to do with, and what the testimony actually says. Okay. The testimony of the Lord, all caps, is sure, making wise is known. You have to know the meaning of these things like Lord, all caps, that's a reference to the Gentiles speaking and acting as a unit, as one. Okay? Now, Psalm 19, verse 9 says, the judgments of Lord, all caps, are true and righteous altogether. I gave you a judgment at the beginning. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4, where the Gentiles' judgment says, the judgment coming from the Gentiles say, he who built all things is God. All things are in Lawmaster Archives. He who built all things that are in Lawmaster Archives is God. What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. Who is God? What is his name? This man, fill in the blank, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. If you're looking for a God in the sky, you're not going to ever find him. Nothing is going to drop down from the sky. Nothing is going to come down from the sky and save you or do anything else. You know what I'm saying? Not in terms of God. Okay? Are these things so? What things? We're talking about all things. What shall we say then to these things? What things? What shall we say to all things? Okay, the testimony of Lord all caps is sure, making wise and simple. The judgments of Lord all caps are true and righteous altogether. Psalm 19, verse 12, who can understand his errors? Did you get that? Can I give one example of an error? Yes, the statement in John chapter 4, verse 25, which says, I think it's verse 25, and it says, God is a spirit. That is an error. That's an incorrect statement. The Bible says, who can understand that statement? What do I say about that statement? That it's a deliberate statement. It's not made to deceive. It's made to test one's knowledge of God. That's what it's used for. Okay? Who can understand his error? the man Tommy L. Hart has some understanding of Lord Allcap's errors. Lord Allcap's being a reference to the Gentiles. Very simple, people. Very simple. Okay. And I've pointed out other errors, you know, in the various episodes of Law Master. Right? Pointed out others and spoken to them. Okay. An error, a deviation from accuracy or correction. A mistake, as in action or speech. Error, belief in something untrue. The holding of mistaken opinions. Okay. Get the truth about God. Get the truth about the Bible's God. One, he's a human being. Two, he was predicted to come. Three, he has come. And then you can say he's a human being coming in the form of a person. What kind of person? A black person, an Israelite. Okay. And another one, he has performed all things. Where can all things be found? All things are found in Law Master Archives. Tommy L. Hart's School of Knowledge, the Lord God's School of ADB/KJV Knowledge, the Lord God's School of Truth, School of Bible Truth, Law Master Archives. Okay, error there in John 4:25 saying God is a spirit. I'm a human being. I'm an Israelite. Okay? I'm a black man. Israelites are black people. Israelites are dark-skinned people, okay? They are not biracials. They're not Gentiles or nothing else. Israelites are what we call now, what they call now. I really don't like the term black people. But Israelites are what many call now, today, black people. We used to be called Negroes. Okay? Okay. All right. Anyway, an Israelite is a black person. Okay, a dark-skinned. Black people are dark-skinned people, okay? Characteristic of black people. They're dark-skinned. All right, now, sure. When it says, I read the statement that has sure. Okay, it says the testimony of the Lord, all caps, is sure. The testimony of the Gentiles is sure. Okay, sure. Admitting of no doubt, unfailing, never missing, worthy of confidence. The testimony of the Gentiles, which we will get to, if not in this broadcast, the next one. Okay? Because this is a lot of information. My analysis of Bible truth is a lot of information. This is my 460th something broadcast here. Over 460 broadcasts speaking on one topic, Bible Crucial Matter. And always moving forward. Although I repeat things, I'm always presenting new information as well. Okay? This is very good. Truth is wonderful. Some truth may make you mad. But it's good to know the truth, whether it makes you mad or whether it makes you glad. It's good to know the truth. To know the truth is better than being deceived, okay? Black people are in a deceived state. The Israelites are in a deceived state. They have false information, which they take to be truth. All right? To be knowledgeable, to be informed, to know the facts, to know the truth is better than being deceived. If you are deceived, and black people have been deceived, black people are deceived, you don't become undeceived by saying you're not deceived. Okay. Your saying you're not deceived is not going to make you know the truth. And it is not going to change your state of deception that you're in. Okay? It takes deliberate action to stop being deceived. Receive the truth. Know the truth. Be informed. Listen to Tommy L. Hart, Blog Talk Radio. Follow him on Twitter. Get out of that deceived state. It's not good. The Gentiles laugh at you. You think you know something saying Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and they're laughing at you. Although they say that outwardly, You see, being deceived is all about. You're fooled. They tricked you. Okay, let's move on. Get undeceived, okay? Receive the truth. The Bible speaks to them, says, them which believe and know the truth. And I take it further and act on the truth. You can know the truth, but not do anything that truth calls you to do. Okay, let's move on. Okay, I got to turn pages here. Okay, now, turn in hither, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 4. Turn in hither. That's talking about turn into Lawmaster Archives, okay? Turn in to Lawmaster Archives for truth. Turn in hither. Okay, that statement comes from the Bible, Proverbs 9, verse 4. Turn in hither. Where? To Lawmaster Archives. To the Lord God School of AVB/KJV Truth, Tommy L. Hart School of Knowledge. Turn in hither. Okay? Lawmaster Archives. All right. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6 says, let him declare what he sees. That's what I'm doing. I'm declaring what I see in the AVB/KJV. Okay. What do I see? I see that they talk to me. You know who the they is. Okay? I see that they talk to me. I see that they inform me on some things. Remember, the AVB/KJV's primary mission, seeking God, finding God, and informing him, presenting him with the message. Okay, I see all that. Okay. Okay, okay. Now, I've said that the Bible is a messenger of the Gentiles. The Bible has come to me. That's what I've said. Okay? And it asked me, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And I said, yes, I am he. Okay? The Bible has come to me. Listen to this, these statements here. Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 11. The word of the Lord, all caps, came to me, saying, blah, blah, blah. The word of the Lord, all caps, came to me. I say, the AVB/KJV. Found me, I say that the AVB/KJV came to me. What the Bible says is the word of Lord all caps came to me. The two statements are saying the same thing. Whether I say the word of Lord all caps came to me, it found me, it speaks to me, it says to me, okay, or whether I say the AVB/KJV came to me, it found me, it speaks to me, saying both statements are the same. Okay, the word of the Lord, all caps, came to me. The word of the AVB/KJV came to me. The AVB/KJV found me. The word of Lord, all caps, found me. Okay, all the same. Okay, so three statements here. Ezekiel 17:11, the word of Lord, all caps, came to me, saying. Ezekiel 21, verse 8, again, the word of the Lord, all caps, came to me, saying. And Ezekiel 25, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord, all caps, came to me, saying. Now, there are many statements like that that say that in the Bible. I just put three down here, okay? But many statements. So it's not strange for me to say that the AVB/KJV has found me. It's on a mission, okay? That's what these statements say. The word of the Lord, all caps, came to me. It was on a mission, okay? All right? Just like I've said. Okay, the word of Lord all caps is an active force. The the crucial matter of the AVB/KJV is an active force. The word of Lord all caps, or AVB/KJV, is always at work. The word of Lord all caps, or AVB/KJV, is always at work, though Mr. and Ms. Average do not realize it. It's always speaking to them. It's telling them, the man Tommy L. Hart is your Lord. Worship him. It's telling you, worship God. Remember the question? What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Religion will give you all lies. Okay, I'm not going to even pursue that. Okay. So the word of Lord all caps /KJV/AJV/AVB came to me, Tommy L. Hart, and I was open to its message. As my evidence shows. Okay. Wow. So,
The word of the AVB slash KJV is the word of the AVB slash KJV is the messenger of the Gentiles. All right. Now, to the question, John chapter 18, verse 38. What is truth? I've just been informed I have 19 seconds. So I'm going to stop here with this episode. I'm going to stop here, and there will be another episode, What is Truth? The ultimate proof of God's existence. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Turn in thither to Lord God's School of Knowledge, which is Lawmaster Archives. Turn in thither. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place and join me next time.